up. You know I've got to get you to school by 8:30 this morning. Oh, I'm sorry about this, Tony.
Oh, don't be silly, Jane. Oh,
really? All those alarm clocks and still we oversleep. Alan's the only one who can ever be depended on to get people up in this household.
Oh, forget it.
But when you're being so kind...
Look, you've got to be in Sydney by 9 sharp and you haven't got the car. What kind of neighbour would I be if I...
Kirsty! Out of there in 2 minutes or I'm coming in. It's just their father being away, Tony, truly. Every time he goes off on a trip...
Jane, it's all right.
It's only a stupid bit of lawyer's business that's dragging me into town first thing. Stuff about the house in England.
Detective Inspector Lukakis?
That's me.
Bill Ross, motel manager.
Where's the meat?
The body's in apartment 5, Inspector. Through the arch there. Straight suicide by the looks.
What was he? Tourist or something?
Businessman. Up here in the mountains on a job. Booked into the motel last night.
What time did he kick it?
The two people heard it banged around 3 a.m. Thought it was a car backfire.
Breakfast.
Of course you've got time for breakfast. Don't you Brits have priorities like ordinary people?
Paula, didn't I say that you...
No! That's for
Oh, if we stay on in Australia, you know, Tony, I'll have to get another car. Alan's always having to dash here and there for the firm. I can't be dependent on friends forever.
What's the grand plan exactly?
Well, Alan's contract comes up for review in April. Well, I've been here 6 months then, so it could mean visas all over again, renewed work permits.
Or you could emigrate.
No, not that, I think. Australia's a wonderful country, Tony, and we've loved our time here. But at heart, I'm just a turgid old English rose, I'm afraid, wilting so far away from the garden wall.
You've kept your English rose complexion too. Do you realise all that peaches and cream out here amounts to an unfair advantage?
Mum, did
oh,
to me.
Kirsty, is this the work of a gang this morning? That's a clean blouse.
She went to swag up my uniform and then splashed as hard.
Look, go and get another one from the airing cupboard. Move.
But it wasn't me.
Move.
When there's even a suicide note left in the portable typewriter there. It all looks like something to do with money and a Sheila.
Who was he?
Name of Dacre, accountant with the Singh Corporation.
The Singh Corporation? But where's... Dear God.
Yeah, not a pretty sight.
Shotgun, point-blank range.
Yeah, gun in here, him out on the patio. How does that figure?
Chicken on the block, mate.
Hey?
You know, all over the barnyard till someone told the stupid chook it hadn't got a head anymore.
Yeah.
Bloody suicide cases.
Come on, in Tony's car. Ow. And keep off Paula's feet, Kirsty.
She
only gave her two.
Didn't she?
I didn't. It was you.
Just get in. Oh, I don't know why I bother with Alan away.
Just one of those mornings, Jane. Domestic bliss. What we got married for?
Our traditional marriages in Australia are any less ghastly than our English ones, Tony.
Come again?
I'd be surprised. After all, Hereford and Hampshire rule the world.
Are you talking to me, or am I just catching something as I go by on the radio dial?
I'm just thinking of all the things we Brits are supposed to have been responsible for out here. Convict oppression, colonial carry-on, middle-class supremacy. Good thing we kept the peaches and cream complexion, eh? Otherwise there wouldn't be a single thing left you could respect us for.
And all those cigarette butts stubbed out around the room. Heavy smoker.
What's this?
Hey?
No waste paper basket. Looks like... Yeah, photograph. Well, good-looking dame. Not the woman in the case, though.
What makes you say that?
Name in the suicide note's different. Well, look. Written across the bottom of the photo.
To my darling Alan, at home, off showing the flag in foreign parts, always and everywhere, your loving Jane.
London streets I oft have strayed, but now I am a convict maid. In innocence I once did live, in all the joy that peace could give.
Lady in the Way by Bruce Stewart, with Karen Ford as Jane Dacre.
The judge did me address, which filled with pain my aching breast. To Botany Bay I'll be conveyed, for 7 years a convict made. For 7 years, oh, how I sighed, while my poor mother loudly cried. My lover wept, and thus he said, may God be with my poor mother.
Mrs. Dacre?
Yes, Inspector. Do carry on.
Look, I mean...
Just, please, just continue.
But I don't have to ask you questions right now. This has been a hell of a shock for you. Why don't I come back when...
Believe me, Inspector...
Lukakis.
Isn't that Greek?
My folks came out from Thessaloniki just after the war, yeah. I don't know what I am. Conceived there, born here.
The Polyglot Society, of course.
Eh?
Australia. All Germans, Greeks and Italians these days, also Malays and Vietnamese. Us Brits are a thing of the past.
Maybe we should...
It's just the girls. Telling two little girls who adore their daddy that he won't be coming home anymore.
Look, why don't you...
Are you married, Inspector Lukakis?
Married? Me? No.
Well, it's a curious thing when your partner, surprisingly, quite without warning, commits suicide. You start thinking perhaps...
There was this note typed out on his portable. It said...
Oh, yes, yes, you told me all about the suicide note. Some kind of trouble about money, it seems. A mysterious fancy woman. Well, I certainly don't believe that.
I'll be getting along now, Mrs. Dacre.
You don't have to go on my account. I'm as right as rain.
Yeah, but a lot to do, you know. Reports to be knocked out, all that.
I knew my husband, Inspector. I did. I'm only trying to save...
I'll see myself out. Take it easy now, Mrs. Dacre.
God damn it. There couldn't have been a fancy woman. No, there couldn't have been.
Mum?
Kirsty.
What's going on, Mum?
What's the matter?
You two, you didn't hear what that man was saying to me, did you? You weren't eavesdropping?
No.
We weren't, Mum. Honest.
Something's up, isn't it, Mum?
Oh, my dears. Hereford and Hampshire. The stiff upper lip British phlegm. Why did we ever think all that remotely necessary? What gave us the idea we could sell it to more intelligent races? Oh, come here. Come as close as you can, my darlings, my darlings.
Oh, Mum. Oh, Mummy.
It's just us now. Us in this strange land. Well, our forebears seem to have let us down a bit. But they survived. And so will we. In spite of everything you hear. Just us.
Is this the place?
Jane, now is this sensible? Do you...
This is the courthouse?
The funeral was ordeal enough for you. If on top of
that... I'm attending the inquest, Tony. I've got to find out why they're saying these things about Alan. That he killed himself, that there was someone else. What is this town anyway? All cows?
Oh, Blue Mountains Railhead. Yes, they drive the stock down from the stations.
Mrs. Dacre? Is it Mrs. Dacre?
I beg your pardon?
Forgive me, Mrs. Dacre. I am John Singh.
Singh? Oh, you mean the Singh Corporation, the...
Your husband was in my employ, yes. Please accept my sincerest sympathies. It is a terrible business. Terrible.
But
you have children, I believe.
Two, Kirsty and Paula, but...
It must be terrible for your children, too. I did not know your husband very well. In such a large corporation, it is difficult for me as manager to know everyone. But believe me, if there is anything I can do...
Right, time we were getting inside, I reckon, John.
Ah, perhaps you know Mr. Marcus?
Mr. Marcus?
Mrs. Dacre.
Mrs. Dacre? Oh, look, Mrs. Dacre, this is tough for you. I reckon I know just how tough. I mean, I'm a family man, too.
I see.
Mr. Marcus is a pastoralist and grazier, Mrs. Dacre. He is also closely connected with the project your husband was costing for us at the time of... when he unhappily...
What's happened is happened, Mrs. Dacre. It's a rotten business, but you just got to think of it as behind you. Ancient history. Honest. Oh, you don't mind me talking to you like that, do you? In a bad spot, you need to concentrate on what's positive. Things like your family. Hang on to that, why not? Fair go. Nobody can really hurt you while there's still the family.
I suppose not, of course.
Jane, Yeah, oh, I found a lolly bar around the back. Butte one. They got violet crumble bars, everything.
Oh, now, Billy,
oh, violet crumble, that's my favourite. And I'm being good, aren't I? Good as anything. You said that if I always did what you told me and I never...
All right, you twist the juice out of a fence post. Now, look, there's a dog.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Go and get yourself a violet crumble.
Oh, that great violet crumble, my best lolly.
Billy boy, Mrs. Dacre, my only son. But you don't want to take too much notice of him. He's just, 17-6 in the pound, as they used to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Little family tragedy, eh? Yeah. Sort of tragedy only the family can handle. Family that counts in a bad spot.
Yes.
Or John...
Yes, yes, of course. And do not forget that I wish to help Mrs. Dacre. If there is anything that I can do, you must not be afraid to ask me. A good day, madam.
Well, the odd couple, Tony.
What's that, Jane?
Marks and Spencer. More like Wishy-Washy and Abenaza. Oh, dear. British standards of reference. Not likely to get me far in the Antipodes.
And the shotgun, Detective Inspector Lukakis? What is known about that?
Property of the deceased, sir, purchased from Sporting Suppliers of Chatswood in November 1985. Fingerprint tests reveal that no one but the deceased could have touched the stock and barrel of the weapon.
Oh, I see. And did you make any other discoveries relative to the incident?
There was a note, sir.
A note?
Yes, sir. The deceased had a portable typewriter with him, and there was a note in this. You'll find it entered as Exhibit B.
May we have the text, please?
I can't go on... I will never pay back what I have taken. It was all for Gloria. God forgive me.
Is all this meant to be serious, Tony?
I must also
refer
you to
Exhibit C, sir. I expected you to just sit here and let it bounce off me without a murmur. How long wasn't your counsel on type?
This is a bundle of documents collected as a result of investigations into material found in the deceased's briefcase. They show that the deceased, an accountant with a Singh Corporation, had for some time been systematically embezzling money from the company and placing it in a bank account under an assumed name. The name chosen was Junipero Fioretti.
I beg your pardon?
Junipero Fioretti.
No, that's outrageous.
Jane!
Order!
Honestly, it is. My husband, Alan, wasn't the sort to embezzle from his employers.
And Mrs. Dacre, please.
Dear me, if he wanted a false name, it would have been Bill Phipps or Bert Prendergast. He wouldn't have gone for some extraordinary Italian...
Please, Jane.
Stop this!
Now! Gloria, may I ask...
Sit down!
But who is she?
Mrs. Dacre, I am aware that this is a matter fraught with difficulty for you. However, I will not tolerate outbursts. I ask you to remember it. So, Detective Inspector, what else did your investigations reveal, please?
I still have to deal with the contents of the waste paper basket, sir, and the large number of cigarette butts we found.
Do so.
In addition to the expected rubbish in the waste paper basket, there was a photograph, sir.
What photograph is that?
It was a small portrait, sir, of the kind people frequently carry in a wallet or handbag. It was of the deceased's wife, sir. And it had been crumpled up.
Oh, Jane.
As for the cigarette butts, there were 25 in all, stuffed out of various parts of the motel room, burned to irregular lengths and hastily extinguished.
So it is a 10-year plan.
What do you mean by that exactly, Mr. Singh?
Eventually, the Singh Corporation will construct in the area the largest mountain recreational facility in the Southern Hemisphere. But for the moment, we are beginning with this holiday village of 25 chalets. This was the part of our project that the deceased was costing for us.
Yes, well, evidence has been produced, Mr. Singh, to show that Mr. Dacre had been embezzling from the corporation. Apparently some $50,000 had been acquired, a considerable sum. Had your accounts department no indication of any such irregularity?
My parent company is in Hong Kong. In Asia, we have perhaps different ideas about the relationship of an employee. If Mr. Dacre was in trouble of some kind, well, we should have been able to help him. To lie, to die for money. That is unfortunate.
Thank you, Mr. Singh. You may stand down.
I wonder, would butter melt in his mouth, Tony?
Jane, now that you're feeling better, perhaps we should just...
Wishy-washy. Alan's supposed to have been into him for a small fortune, and yet he's hardly making a noise.
I only ask,
does it make sense? And then this business of this... Wait a minute, did he just say Gloria?
He did.
But it isn't. I mean, it can't be.
You are Gloria Luton?
I am.
You reside at 23 Argyle Street, Mossman, and you are the director of the Radiant Life Health Studio.
I am.
Kindly read the card.
I swear...
This is Alan's fancy woman, they're telling me. But she's nearly 6 feet tall. And blonde. So terribly blonde.
So help me God.
Miss Luton, I understand that you approached the police last night of your own accord.
Yes. Yes, that's right. I did. I'd heard the shocking news about poor Alan, and for some time wondered what I should do about it. And at last I decided I had a duty.
You were acquainted with the late Mr. Dacre, then?
It was a little more than that. Yes. We were...
Yes, Miss Luton?
I'm sorry. This isn't very easy for me. I understand Alan's wife is present today. I didn't count on that.
Are you trying to tell us that you and Mr. Dacre were, in fact, very close?
Yes. Yes, that's right.
That you were lovers?
Yes.
This is Alan's fancy woman.
Men, talk about dark horses.
Dark horses? She's an Amazon.
Well, I didn't know he was married. Well, I know that sounds ridiculous, but it happens to be the truth. And I thought he was wealthy. Well, otherwise I'd never have taken a penny from him.
We seem to be getting a little ahead of ourselves,
I think. No. It's the only way I can say things like this, straight out. I'm no dirty little gold digger. All this makes me
Miss
look...
Miss Luton.
I loved Alan. Thought I loved him. So when he wanted to help me, it seemed only natural to take the money he offered. To pay for the studio, you see. I wanted the studio desperately. Had done for years and... Oh, sorry.
Now, let us get this straight. You're saying Mr. Dacre offered you financial help in relation to a studio. What studio?
The Radiant Life Health Studio. I'm a tutor. Aerobics.
And this is the concern of which you are currently director?
Yes.
And you're telling us Mr. Dacre financed you into it?
Yes.
What figure did he provide you with?
Well, it wasn't all at the one time, but eventually... $50,000.
No!
Mrs. Dyker!
I don't believe a word of it. Don't you see what she's saying? That Alan stole that money from the Sink Corporation just for her.
Look, I'm sorry. Honest, Mrs. Dacre.
Will you please stop this?
Alan wouldn't have done that. Is anybody here a bit soft or something? Didn't anybody know Alan?
Look, if you do
I live about his mark where women are concerned.
If you do not stop wasting the time of this court.
But there it is. The wilder shores of love were somewhere else as far as he was concerned. He'd like something on time with the meals and the clean shirt and just about up to a romp and a bubble bath once in a way. Not this Varunchka.
Usher! Remove that woman from the court.
But it's true. Why don't you listen?
Please,
something's
at
wrong
once.
Here. We're wrong. Look, don't you understand?
Now, I regret that, but I had no choice. If there are any further disturbances, I shall suspend proceedings altogether.
So I hope you're satisfied. Honest, Jane, what on earth did you think you were doing?
Oh, it's all crazy, Tony, crazy.
You simply shouldn't have come today. I tried to talk you out of it, didn't I? Now have your tea and...
Mrs. Dacre. Joe Marcus, Mrs. Dacre. Look, I'm sorry you're taking this all so bad.
Mr. Marcus.
I understand how tough it is for you. Well, I said before, didn't I? But what I wanted to ask you was, how about coming up to my station for a while? To rest and recuperate. Manjara.
What?
Well, you and the kids. Oh, my wife Marge would be tickled pink to have you. And she's a beaut place for getting away from things, Manjara. Isn't she, Billy Boy?
You bet, Mrs. Dacre. Manjara's a beaut place. You come.
This is extraordinary. Well, I know you Aussies are generous to a fault and don't believe you're even being nice unless you overwhelm people with hospitality, but...
Well, there have got to be limits. Why should you want to invite me to your place, Mr. Marcus? You don't know me. I'm not even properly aware of what your connection with my husband may have been.
Oh, I'm just a major investment in the Mountain Holiday Development, that's all. John Singh wanted me along today in case the financial structure got queried. But, oh, it's a fair dinkum offer, Mrs. Dacre, no strings. I mean, I like the look of you and you're in need of help.
How is that again?
Well, I mean, the way you're going on is...
Acting certifiable, you mean? A poor mad woman running off at the mouth, saying everything's up the pole, wrong.
Well, I...
Yet what if it is, Mr. Marcus? What if everybody else has somehow got a cockeyed view of what's going on and I'm the only one who's seeing straight? It could be not me so much as the people around me who need help.
Jane, look, I think you've got...
Inspector Lukakis said cigarette butts were stubbed out all over the room, right? 25 of them. Well, that couldn't have been Alan. Alan had given up smoking 3 years ago.
Hey.
He did it for the girls, made up his mind that he had no business playing about with his health and life when he had two daughters. No, I don't need any help. Thank you very much, Mr. Marcus. Tony, come on.
Ah, yes, Jane. Now keep it.
But what about Manjara? Look, you'd love it up there. I tell you straight. Horses for the kids, swimming.
Yeah. Poor lady, Billy boy. She's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, you bet that lady's in a lot of trouble.
Like always torture. When you meet people in trouble, you don't just leave it at that.
No.
Have a go at changing things, making them different.
Now you bet that. Poor lady. Lady in a lot of trouble.
Alan? Alan, this is stupid, I know. I mean me here by your grave, my love. Talking to you as though you were just in the next room. But that's the way it's been lately, I'm afraid, my dear. I do all kinds of daft things. Say, even dafter ones. I hope you approve of this churchyard, Alan. It's beautiful. Almost English, wouldn't you have said? Oak trees. Even a lych gate over there. It's astonishing. When they first came out to Australia, the pioneers worked to reproduce exactly what they'd left behind. Yes. Believing they were to be exiles forever. The way you are now. I'm right about you, though, aren't I, Alan? You wouldn't have embezzled that money. Not you, an old boy of Childsmead. Oh, and as for Gloria, well, really, I mean, she couldn't have been your type, could she? I mean, well, I didn't know everything about you, I'm well aware, but you had good taste. Whatever your failings in other ways, and a creature like that, a strapping, overbearing, gorgeous creature like that. Oh, could I have been wrong about you then, Alan? Were you the sort who could rob, lie, chase after gym mistresses, even do yourself in when the going got too tough? Oh, dear. That's where it's all so grim, you see. So desperately grim. Well, the simple fact is, I'm not sure of anything anymore. No. Well, not even why I'm driving myself round the bend to discover something that I may not remotely want to know. Oh, Alan. Now we're going to have a lovely day at school today, aren't we?
Yes, Mum.
Yes, Mum.
Darlings, I've told you, we've got to get on with life. We must, all of us.
Yes, Mum.
We know, Mum.
Daddy wouldn't have wanted us to mope. Daddy would have wanted us to... Well, yes, set an example. We're a long way from home. We have responsibilities to the people around us.
Mum, a girl at school said... She said...
Said what, Kirsty?
She said that when Daddy died... Was she
well, we won't listen to what girls at school say, Kirsty. For they don't mean to be unkind. They just don't understand. Not the way we do. Always will. Whatever other people say. Now, come on. Out of the car. I'll see you across the road.
Is it basketball today? Oh, no, no, of course not. That's Thursday.
Today we've got double maths, two periods. I hate maths.
When you're the first woman chancellor...
Mum, that car!
Oh, get out of the way! Jump!
Kirsty, Paula, are you all right?
I just missed us. Strife wasn't looking where he was going.
Okay, then. What happened?
Wasn't he, Kirsty? Are you sure of that? What if he was?
I tell you, someone tried to kill us.
No, Mrs. Dacre.
A big black car with darkened windows coming right at us, Inspector Lukakis.
Did you get the number?
Oh, of course not.
Then what are we supposed to do about it? Look, there are a lot of cowboys on the road. We brought in the compulsory breathalyzer a year or two back, but it hasn't made all that much difference. Australians are just hell drivers.
I know someone was trying to kill my daughters and me.
For Pete's sake, why?
Because I know too much.
Come again?
Oh, no, I don't mean that. What I mean is, well, I don't know nearly enough yet, but I'm working on it, and I'm not likely to stop, am I? So someone could reckon me a threat. I'm talking about my husband's death.
Your husband's death? Mrs. Dacre, if you'd stayed till the end of the inquest that time, you'd have heard that it found out...
That Alan took his own life to avoid the consequences of crime. Yes, I know all about that, but I just don't happen to believe it.
You can't pick and choose what you're going to believe in things like that.
Alan didn't smoke, yet you found all those cigarette butts.
Oh, the smokes. Oh, boy. Yes, Joe Marcus told me you'd been sounding off about them.
Mr. Marcus? You spoke to Mr. Marcus?
He was worried about you. He spoke to me. Look, you're up a gum tree about all that. Your husband was going to kill himself that night. Well, a man doesn't think straight when he's got to that stage. He'll grab at anything he thinks will help him.
What sort of cigarettes were they Alan was supposed to have smoked in that motel room, Inspector?
What sort?
The brand.
What the hell has the brand got to do with anything?
Well, didn't you notice?
John Martins. Yeah, that's right. They were John Martins.
John Martins? I've never heard of them.
Mrs. Dacre, what's all this about?
All about?
Look... Can't you come to terms? Is that it?
Come to terms with what? My husband's death?
His suicide.
Alan didn't commit suicide.
Oh, split me. If he didn't, somebody else must have killed him. So that means it must have been murder.
Yes.
Well, who then? Why? Why weren't there any other fingerprints? Why no evidence of a third party? Contributory testimony from people in the other motel rooms?
I don't know. Well, perhaps I hope those were the sort of riddles... Detective inspectors of police were supposed to solve.
Look, it's different here, you know? Australia's different from England.
I've noticed.
And more different than that. I mean, we don't really go along with the old pommy ways anymore. We've got our own style.
What are you talking about, Inspector? I thought you were supposed to be Greek.
I'm still an Aussie. And every Aussie these days is a bit of a pom basher, I reckon.
Well.
You gave us the runaround in the old days, you see. You rule the roost. We grew out of that. We got sick of cracking rocks around Miller's Point.
That was 200 years ago, for goodness sake.
There's other things since they go on about. Gallipoli, maybe. Singapore. It's just you'd need to wake up to that, Mrs. Dacre. On the chain gangs these days, the overseers aren't Brits anymore, so things are different.
Jane, do you want coffee? I was just going to make...
Oh, Tony, yes, thank goodness you've come over. Come in, come in.
But...
Look, this letter. It just arrived, right? Buff envelope addressed to me. Now, I want you to witness that it's still sealed and I'm opening it in your presence.
Witness? What on earth? Why... Hey, that... It looks like Jane's money.
How much?
$50 bills. One, two, three, four, $500.
Bang on. Any note with it?
None that I can see.
Well... An envelope just the same arrived a week ago, also containing $500, also enclosing no note.
Somebody's sending you money, Jane.
That's what I thought too.
But why?
Who can tell? So that I can purchase my ticket back to the old dart? Get myself a game of Trivial Pursuits and stop irritating folk around the convict barracks?
Look,
is a mystery about Alan's death, Tony, a tremendous mystery. I told you about Inspector Lukakis suddenly turning cagey on me, didn't I?
About the brand of cigarettes in the motel room, Jane.
Is it possible to check up on those cigarettes, do you think?
John Martin's?
Alan's supposed to have bought them on impulse, yet they're apparently a bit rare.
My sister Linda plays Scrabble every week with a woman who's the wife of the tobacco executive. Maybe she
Oh,
could...
I would be grateful, Tony. It's the only lead I've got. If it is a lead. So, these envelopes stuffed with currency. Well, where they may be coming from...
Isn't there a postmark?
Just a blur. It was the same on the other envelope, too.
No, wait a minute. I can make that out. The postmark reads the Haymarket.
Well, how did you work that one out?
Oh, you need to get used to the Australian Post Office, Jane. There are obliterations, indecipherable stains and legible smudges. This is clearly a legible smudge.
But the Haymarket's a place in London.
No, there's a Haymarket in Sydney too. You know, down the bottom of George Street towards Central. Just behind it, there's Paddy's Market.
And of course! Oh, how could I have been so stupid? Chinatown!
Mrs. Dacre!
Mr. Singh. Sorry for sending in that I was the Customs and Excise Office, but I had to be certain of getting you out of your private dining room. I haven't spoiled a gourmet meal.
What do you want? This is
Mr. Singh, why are you sending me money?
I beg your pardon?
$1,000 so far, by my count.
I do not know what you are speaking of. Now, please.
I'll shout it all over the restaurant. Give your expensive friends inside a better turn than this Asian Madonna.
Mrs. Dacre.
Mr. Singh is foisting money on me. An innocent English lady stranded on the other side of the world. What can he possibly...
A moment. Perhaps this room. Yes, if you please. Money. This is ridiculous. Why on earth should I be sending you money?
No, that's what I'm asking you.
Mrs. Dacre, I am sorry for your situation. Did I not already explain that to you? You have children. You have suffered much. I am a wealthy man.
And so you think it only right that you should aid me secretly?
I merely hoped...
Despite having had so much ripped off you by Junipero Fioretti.
What?
Mr. Singh, don't you like money?
Like it?
Well, you don't like people lying and dying for the stuff. You get all upset when somebody under your paternal care sells out to it. Is this building yours too, Mr. Singh?
You suspect me. Yes, of course. This is the case.
Suspect you?
You think me a hypocrite, a whited sepulchre.
Goodness.
Money, Mrs. Dacre, is a drug.
Ah.
Once you get the habit, you cannot break it. Oh, you think perhaps you are different, but nobody is. Money not only begets money, it worries and frets at a man until he has acquired ever more money. It is evil. The misfortune of my life is perhaps that I was ever introduced to this drug.
Sooner shall a camel pass through the eye of a needle than that a rich man should...
Please, I do not wish...
Just another bit from the good book, Mr. Singh, to go along with the whited sepulchre. What's it all about, exactly? You weren't born in Australia, I think.
No. No, I am not Australian. I was born in Shanghai. When the revolution came, I found myself in political trouble. So I escaped to Australia. But after a time here, I went back to mainland China.
Why, if they were after you?
I was a great fool, yes. That is clear now. They captured me.
What happened?
It was a bad time. They tortured me, Mrs. Dacre, and I was tested. Yes, tested. And then, miraculously, I was free again. I got away to Hong Kong, and I swore I would never return to mainland China or to the undrugged person I had left behind there.
Mr. Singh, how well do you know your business friend, Mr. Marcus?
Marcus? Why, he is an associate in certain enterprises, that is all.
I'm going up to Munjara next week to see him. He invited me a little while ago, but I haven't got around to taking him up on it until now. Another rich man there, Mr. Singh. Also troubled about... What was it that was harder than the camel passing through the eye of the needle again? Ah, yes. Entering the kingdom of heaven. It's marvellous. Marvellous, Mr. Marcus. I haven't laughed like that in such a long time. I thought they might never again.
Billy Boy will look after him, too. He's good in the pool. I trained him myself.
Billy Boy's not unteachable, then?
Well, no fear. He got the hang of most things. Can handle farm equipment, that. He'll even drive a car.
Really?
Long as I teach him. Yeah, that's the funny part. He can do practically anything as long as it's me gets him to do it. Just like a big pup, eh? Waiting on his master's voice.
Sir, the tea.
Oh, me wife's brought us our tea, Mrs. Dacre. Come on, over by the trees.
It's a beautiful place here, Mr. Marcus. Beautiful. You've made it a picture.
500,000 acres of nothing all this was when I picked it up. When I moved the family here, got stuck in and didn't take no for an answer. Isn't that right, Marge?
What's that, Joe?
I say I got your family and mine into a conglomerate, moved us all up from the city, built this place from scratch.
You certainly did, Joe. Take milk in your tea, Mrs. Dacre?
Oh, please.
Right and proper when it's a unified effort like that, I reckon. Why, it should be. A man and his family beating the bush at its own game. Winning.
Yes.
You don't smoke, booze or gamble, I hope, do you, Mrs. Dacre?
I beg your pardon.
Always get a rise out of people with that one, don't I, Marge?
What Joe means is you won't find tobacco, drink or the racing acceptances at Munjara, Mrs. Dacre. He's dead nuts on all that. Says it just wastes instead of earns, threatens the family. So we don't bother with it, sugar?
No, thank you.
I'll take this orange juice down to the kids.
Oh, no, wait, I'll do that. Make sure there isn't any gin in it, eh? Just you go ahead with the tea, Mrs. Dacre. Don't hang on for me.
Yeah, well, I reckon I'll get back up the house. Those rock cakes are okay, if you like that sort of thing. I just made them.
But aren't you going to have tea with us too, Mrs. Marcus?
Me?
Yes.
No, I've got things to do.
Oh, no, wait, please. You make me feel...
Yeah?
Ever since I arrived... Look, I don't need people running after me. I hate being a burden.
You do, eh?
Yes. I'm sorry, but it's honestly about time I
said it. You don't want to worry too much about me. I'm just a sour old lemon these days.
Oh, goodness me, why?
Joe's guests. Nothing much to do with me, it seems. The way this place isn't...
But Mrs. Marcus, this is a wonderful place.
Manjara? Yeah. Barely cuts even.
I'm sorry?
We all just have to work our tails off and for nothing. Joe's real money comes from investments, business deals. I heard about you, Mrs. Dacre. What happened about your husband and that. Must be crook, I'm sorry.
Thank you. I hope I'm getting over it now.
You need to watch it a bit with Joe, you know.
I'm sorry?
When we first married, well, we were just a couple of Melbourne kids. He trained in accountancy, was going places. But then, somewhere along the line, he got this idea he had to be something else. A big man, the Aussie way. Kingpin on the land, you know. His kith and kin got dragged into it, whether they liked it or not. And Joe started out to be Captain MacArthur, no matter what the cost.
So...
I'm just telling you, Mrs. Dacre. You need to watch it a bit with him.
Oh, Billy Boy's had enough of the pool. But your girls still want to go on swimming, Mrs. Dacre.
Oh, they'll be all right. They're water babies.
Come on up the house then, Billy Boy. I'll give you clean clothes.
You're still in a lot of trouble, Mrs. Dacre.
What was that, Billy?
Well, Dad said...
Oh, all right, Billy Boy, all right. Never mind for now. Just go on after your mother.
Well, yeah, Dad. Yeah, you bet.
Sorry, Mrs. Dacre, I told him he'd had a bad break and he remembers it. Amazing what sticks in his head sometimes.
Mr. Marcus, what exactly were you to the property development my husband was working on at the time that he died?
Aye?
All I know about it is that it was a holiday village in the mountains which the Sing Corporation was financing, but with you as principal investor, or rather one of your companies, Mindy Investments.
Aye. How do you know about Mindy Investments?
Oh, the public library is a mine of information to the honest inquirer.
You're interested in dull old business stuff, then?
In this case, I'd just like to know. Alan seldom brought his work home.
Then he was a wise man. You bet. A woman shouldn't know too much about what a man's up to when he earns her bread.
Goodness.
Well, it's the way of the world, Mrs. Dacre, isn't it? Look... Why don't you just attend to your kids now your man's gone? They're the best thing in your life. What do I get? Not half what you got. Just a lot of relatives who graft on me, a son who can't... Oh, forget it. When are you going back to England, anyway?
England?
Well, yeah, it's about time you got back, isn't it? You can't hang about here forever. You need any help?
I
beg your pardon?
Got your fear in that all right. I could see to it if there's trouble. Fair go.
Mr. Singh,
One.
Assisted passages back to the UK. Is this the new Australian policy respecting Brits? Immigration in reverse?
Look, you've had a tough trot. I'm worried about you. Now, what else?
I don't know. It's the chill wind I seem to feel blowing under the hot sun, Mr. Marcus. The footsteps that I hear in the dark. Yes. It's as though all I amount to is an obstacle on somebody else's road. A lady in the way.
Alan? Alan, this isn't so stupid, I find. Sitting here by your last resting place and chatting to you. There's even a precedent for it. John Wayne, in some movie or other, I've forgotten which. A grizzled old soldier, he was always going back to his wife's grave in the desert to talk things over with her. So I'm not mad, far from it. Same as John Wayne. Anyway, my head's a lot clearer now. There is something fishy going on. And the point about that is that you come out of it as a good deal less than the crook they're trying to make you out to be. Oh, yes, because that's what they're doing, my darling. They're lumbering you with something they've done in some way, I'm sure of it. But what is it that's really wrong? Who's done what to whom? How do I find out? There remains, of course, Gloria. Now, Alan, I've made up my mind to trust you completely about Gloria. I have, truly. If you actually did let me down, if you played energetic games with that Tarzan's mate... But I've got to call Gloria's bluff. There's no other cause open to me now. So don't have behaved like a cad, my love. Don't... I mean... Oh, I'm still in the dark... But I'm trusting my faith more than my doubts. In spite of everything, Alan, in spite of suspected suicide, murder, monkey business, I still have faith in you.
What's up, Mrs. Dyker? Finding it too tough for you?
I'll be all right, thank you, Gloria.
Shouldn't really do this sort of exercise unless you're fit. I'd have a right to ask for a doctor's certificate.
How do you know? My doctor didn't tell me to come.
And you aren't getting your hands anywhere near the floor. Try harder, Mrs. What's your name again?
Oh, just call me Tony.
So wake it up, Tony. Now, the body swing, right? I want your fronts right round where your backsides are. And... ready? Two, three, round. Round, I said. How do you think Jane Fonda got where she is today?
Oh, Jane, I may not make it home. I'd like the Federation chaise longue to go to Anne McElroy at the French class. My sister Linda...
Don't worry, Tony. We'll find it easier tomorrow.
Tomorrow? She talks about coming tomorrow.
I need a shower.
Oh, why are we doing this? What's it gaining? At the risk of permanent disability.
Mrs. Dacre. Now, what's all this about, eh?
I've been feeling run down lately, Gloria. In need of muscle tone.
Don't hand me that. Why are you here? Who put you up to it?
Don't you like me coming to aerobics, Gloria?
What's going on? Can't you see it's...
What?
I don't know. Put a name on it yourself. Bad taste, maybe.
Bad taste? Tony, would you think me capable of bad taste?
Oh, you, a woman who just kills her friends.
You know what I mean. When I've been your husband's mistress...
Ah, but that's precisely what you haven't been, Gloria.
What?
Have you?
Look.
I don't know why you keep saying you were. Who's persuading you? Who's paying you?
Nobody's paying me.
Somebody footed the bill for this studio. It's beautifully equipped. Junipero Fioretti? Hardly think so.
Why don't you just go away? I'm sorry about your husband, I said. But leave me alone.
Oh, but that's just what I'm not going to do, Gloria. You really mustn't judge us rusty old Brits by your gleaming, polished Antipodean standards, you know. We get hold of some disgusting old bone, we just gnaw away at it. Come on, Tony. Shower time.
Huh?
Oh. Shower time.
Won't the undertakers wash the body?
Ugh.
All you've got to do is try and slide your right leg gently up around your neck.
Right, Tony, let's get our money's worth.
Spider woman, break your heart.
Morning, Gloria.
You're just wasting your time coming back here day after day, you know. I told the truth in court, and I've got nothing to add or take away.
Was it you who tried to run me and my girls over, Gloria?
Look.
That's a deep, dark mystery, that one. As mysterious as the Italian connection. Or why you won't admit my poor Alan would simply have been disconcerted being asked to do it on a trampoline.
Put some guts into it, can't you all? Just because it's a slow one doesn't mean it's Sunday afternoon on the beach.
I think we're winning, Tony.
I hate to be losing.
Gloria.
What?
Shall I turn on the light? Nice meal at that restaurant you went to.
How did... This is my flat. How did you get in here?
I told the caretaker of the block that I was your cousin from the UK, and he let me in without a murmur.
Oh, I could duff you up if I wanted to. You know that, don't you?
Ah, but you don't want to.
How do you know?
Because you haven't done it up until now. Underneath that Supergirl exterior, Gloria, I believe you're just a big softy. Or a Barbie doll with biceps. Yes, that's it. For all their outdoor energy and athletic freedom, Australian women often don't seem any more liberated than their pommy sisters, do they?
Why don't you just go back to England and...
Yes. And what? You're hardly making a novel suggestion, I might tell you.
Look... I'd like to help you. I would. Only...
Well?
All right. What if I admitted there is something you ought to know about? Something you can't be told about until... tomorrow morning. Say tomorrow morning. Come to class early.
What's wrong with tonight?
I'm in deep. Can't you understand that? There's money involved. Well, not my money, but big. So before I can talk about anything, I need to be sure I can get out in one piece. I may have to make a fast dash for it.
How do I know this is on the level, Gloria?
Look, I want out. Can't you believe that? I've had enough. Your husband, well, I never even knew him.
Ah. So it was straight lies, all that in court.
Oh, I just said what they told me to say. In deep, I told you. Now go home and leave me to organise things. I'll see you at the studio first thing in the morning.
All right. Till the morning then, Gloria. And thank you.
Don't thank me. Just don't rubbish me when I say I'm sorry for everything that's happened.
Yes. Yes, I think I'm sorry too. Good night.
Good night, Jane. Hello? Give me the boss. Look, stop mucking about. This is urgent. Let me speak to Mr. Singh.
What, Tony? Well, that woman who plays Scrabble with my sister Linda, I told you, she finally asked her husband about those John Martin cigarettes.
Yes, and he said that they're a very exclusive brand.
You practically have to get them on personal order. Expensive, too.
Not the sort of cigarette you'd pick up from any old booth, then?
No.
Marvellous. I knew it'd be something like that.
I had another bit of interesting information this morning, too.
What's that?
Well, I've been trying to get in touch... Oh, here we are. We can get up to the studio by these back stairs. Gloria's expecting us early.
Oh, Jane, if we find out what you want today, we won't have to do the exercises anymore, will we?
Piero Fioretti. No, he told me the whole account had been set up by correspondence. The deposits and withdrawals occurred without anyone ever turning up in person. So whoever Fioretti was, he certainly needn't have been Alan.
But wasn't there something about Alan's handwriting?
Oh, Tony, you tell me crooks could organise that sort of thing? Goodness, what's this?
What?
A notice on the studio door, did you see? To let.
Jane!
What on earth? Gloria! Gloria! It's Jane! Where are you?
Jane? Everything's been taken away.
It's impossible.
There's nothing here.
What's going on? Gloria! It's Jane! I'm here for our appointment.
All the equipment. Where is it?
The locker room's been cleaned out too. Look, I don't believe this. I was talking to Gloria only last night at her flat. It's only a few hours ago. How in so short a time could she... Could they?
Oh, Jane. And you were trusting her. Didn't you say that? You'd decided to trust Gloria.
It shows how cynical you've got to be. Nobody's trustworthy. Everybody's playing a bent game.
I'm sorry. Maybe it's just Aussies again. The lucky country. The bastard country.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
All the same, the Aussies keep turning out for Charles and Di, don't they? And watching Coronation Street. Are people with that sort of backbone?
Poor Jane. What will you do?
Well, I suppose I'll have to go back to Inspector Lukakis. Oh, I'll tell you something else, Tony.
What?
The company of Marcus's that was investing in the holiday development, Mindy Investments.
Yes.
It turns out that's essentially a loan company. Now, why is it a loan company? Oh! Help! Help! Ah!
Jane! Dear God, that car! Someone grab Jane! Help! Didn't anyone see? My friend! She's been kidnapped!
And I hear my mournful tale. I cannot half my grief for you. No sorrow yet has been portrayed like that of the poor convict maid. Far from my friends and home so dear, my punishment is most severe. My woe is great, and I'm afraid that I shall die upon this land.
Mrs. Dacre, you all right?
Convict shit.
What are you talking about?
Mrs. Marcus. You're Mrs. Marcus.
Sorry my bloke's donged you one, but you were yelling a lot.
You. I was with Tony and you... It was you grabbed me in the street.
Yeah.
Why?
I had a couple of geezers from the station with me. They've shot through now. This is a kind of hut... belongs to me. Even Joe doesn't know too much about it. It's a place I can come to when I want to be on my own or talk privately to people.
I dreamt I was on one of those old convict ships. Female transport.
Female transport?
Weird, isn't it? History's the kind of thing that reaches out and grabs you when you least expect it. Those unfortunate women arrested for nothing... banished to a forbidding continent. They were ladies in the way too, weren't they?
Now what are you talking about?
Oh, my head aches.
Look, I figured you were getting in too deep, so I snatched you out of things to give you a choice.
Choice?
I can organise it so that you disappear clean off the face of the earth, if you like. Pick up your kids on the way. Vanish.
I'm in as much danger as that?
Your husband was before you, Mrs. Dacre. Haven't you woken up to anything yet? How else do you think he finished up with a skull full of lead?
It was murder, then.
You know my husband told you there was no drinking or smoking or gambling around Munjara?
What on earth has that got to do with anything?
Well, it's not a rule he sticks to by himself. When he's on his own, he makes different arrangements.
Oh, goodness me, why?
I just reckoned you ought to know. Joe Marcus does things upside down. You need to understand it about him. To be a big man, he'll even crawl on his belly.
Meaning?
There's nothing he wouldn't stoop to stay on top. Okay, Jane?
Is it bad for you, Marge?
Eh?
Your husband. He lives in a kind of dream, doesn't he? Only a bad one. That you've got no share in, really. It's, well, darkness when it should be light.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just about the way it is. Joe lives in the dark. He wants to. It all began with Billy Boy.
Billy Boy?
Only kid I ever managed to give him. Some wife for a bloke who wanted to start a dynasty on the land, eh? And because of the way Billy was, Joe turned, well, hard. He never show it, though. Just cover it up. Wander off more and more into the dark.
If he couldn't have a normal family, he thought at least he'd have a rich and powerful one.
Yeah, something like that.
How sad, Marge.
Ah, forget it. Now, you take me up on my offer, will you?
To disappear?
Yes.
Can I use this place if I need it, Marge?
Hey?
This hut of yours. You say no one but you knows where it is.
Look!
John Singh. Is he part of the dark world, too?
John Singh? I don't know. I can't work it out about John Singh. Always so polite and considerate, but somewhere, just behind
it. That's what I thought, too. In the dark world, perhaps there's only one rivalry possible. How white is your sepulchre?
Come again?
This place is good and remote, isn't it? A hideaway in the hills. Giving to sheer cliffs on the south side, I see. So presumably the only approach must be from the north.
You're cracked. You can't win.
We Brits did win here once, though, didn't we? Which seems to have been an enduring mistake. History. Yes, it does reach out to grab you, in spite of yourself. Oh, and that's just what I need. Untamed Australia to the right and left of me and a storm coming on. Well, now what?
It is you, then. It is.
Inspector Lukakis.
I don't believe it. Half the New South Wales police force out looking for you, and you're just ambling along a mountain track as they...
What are you doing in these remote parts, Inspector?
Looking for you, goddammit.
Unrewarding work, I agree.
There was this anonymous tip-off. Woman sighted on her own in the Bolong Ridge area. Now, what happened? Apart from anything else, well, you had me worried.
You?
How did you get away?
Oh, that... Oh, yes, all that was a bit silly, actually. It seems to have been some kind of error.
What?
That's right, I'm afraid.
You're kidding.
No, I was mistaken for someone else. It appears that some...
Look, get in. Come on. There's got to be a full inquiry on this.
Help, are you snatching me now?
You can't start a general police alert and then just turn around and pretend nothing's happened. Last time, who was it?
For the last time, I don't know.
That's not true, Jane.
Oh, yes, feel free. Call me Mrs. Dacre.
Look, why won't you level with me?
Because I'm not being offered the quid pro quo.
The which?
I'm not being told anything about what I'm mixed up in, so why should I volunteer information?
How the hell can I tell you what you're mixed up in?
Is that a question or an evasion?
Come again?
Inspector Loukakis, are you on the take?
What did you say?
Are you being paid off to suppress information or see that it doesn't emerge?
You... Look, if you're seriously...
Mindy Investments, a loan concern. Why wasn't it asked at the inquest how it came to be funding the Singh Corporation, Inspector?
That had nothing to do with the case.
Hadn't it? Singh, short of the ready, on a project my husband was costing, and those John Martin cigarettes, shouldn't it have been mentioned just how hard they are to come by? No comment. Alan didn't smoke those cigarettes, Inspector, nor did he kill himself, so whoever left those stubs around is our man, whom you ought to be out apprehending.
Look, I like you, Jane. In fact, I'd like it to be more than that.
I do hope I'm misunderstanding you, Inspector.
But you'd need to stop poking into things, right? I told you, didn't I? We've got our own way of doing things here.
Oh, Inspector, if I'm to believe that true morality only begins at Sydney Heads...
You're mixing into something that'll only rebound on you in ways you can't guess, that I can't even start to protect you from because... Well, because most of it is out of my hands.
A lot of it is in your hands, in other words. Yes, I see, I think. You're accepting a payoff in the belief that you're not significantly perverting the course of justice.
Look!
You think it was suicide, don't you? That as a result, certain people might as well be spared the embarrassment of a full investigation.
Your husband killed himself. He got depressed over money he'd appropriated for a woman and couldn't handle it. Why can't you accept that?
Perhaps for the same reason that you can, Inspector. Inner imperatives. Oh, we have police corruption in England, too. We Brits really don't lag behind when we can help it, you know. But you seem to have more of it to the square policeman, so to speak. You said yourself the overseers on the chain gangs aren't Brits anymore. Well, who got the job, I wonder? The bush rangers? Well, the weather's followed me back to town.
This time of year, when it comes down, you'd wonder if the roof had caved in.
Look, I'll have to speak up. The crackle on this line. And... Yeah, I got you. But why? Well, do something about it, you stupid galah. Do something. How do I know what you figure it's truth? If I can't... Hello? Now what's happened to crazy drongo? What am I going to do, Billy boy? What am I bloody going to do?
Dunno, Dad. Crook, I
can't depend on no one anymore. Can't get no sense out of any bastard. Sometimes people in trouble are just too much damn trouble.
Yeah, Dad, you bet, Dad.
What have I done to cop it all, anyway? What's strife and muck-up doing hanging around my door?
Yeah, Dad, dead right.
Wife hands me a raw deal, well, I even it out, don't I? The way I got a right to, same as the wildcats and the dinkers and the bush. Only I don't need people nosing into all that, least of all people like this... Damn, Mrs. Dacre, people in trouble.
Crook, Dad. Crook.
I tell you straight, I've got half of... Oh, look, son, I'm not feeling too good now. I'd better go through the den and have some of my medicine.
Well, you have one of them smokes too, eh, Dad?
I told you, they're for me asthma, those smokes. You play that game a while, that game you like. Up the ladders, down the snakes. Okay.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah, well, I won't be long then.
Trouble. People in trouble. Four. Go up this ladder. One, two, three. Sometimes people in trouble. Too much trouble. Yeah, Dad said it. Three. Only for people in trouble. Gotta do what you can. Oh, you bet Dad said that too. So, for people in too much trouble... Oh, hey, that's a snake, that one. Oh, it's not fair.
Mrs. Dacre, why, you must be soaked.
It's all right. I got a taxi.
I cannot think why you should want to see me so late. Had you not insisted it was urgent...
What a wonderful apartment, Mr. Singh. Penthouses. They make so much sense in Sydney. High above the wonderful harbour. When you can see it through the rain, that is.
Please, what is it you wish?
You seem upset, Mr. Singh.
No, no. What is wrong?
You live here alone?
Quite alone.
Dangerous. You can get turned in on yourself. Cigarette butts there, I notice. When I didn't know you were a smoker.
Sometimes, under a strain. Now, please, what is it?
Mr. Singh, despite all these evidences of wealth, which, of course, you despise, are you, in fact, hard up?
I beg your pardon?
You seem to have been borrowing from a loan company owned by Mr. Marcus. Why would you do that, unless...
You know nothing of these things. How dare
you... And what made you choose Junipero Fioretti as the name for the clandestine account you opened on behalf of my husband?
Junipero?
Fioretti. Oh, come, it could only have been you, couldn't it? But how, I wonder, do you, a Chinese businessman, come to be so familiar with juniper of the little flowers?
Ah.
It suddenly hit me the other day. Juniper, well, a tree, I'd been thinking. But why a tree? Then I remembered Brother Juniper, the stupid friar I read about at school in that strange mixture of medieval myth and history. The
little flowers of St. Francis.
Otherwise Fioretti, quite.
Well, I was a fool. It was just a name. A false account was needed, out of which sums of money could appear to be paid on a regular basis to Gloria.
Gloria? Ah, so it was you moved her into the act, was it?
She was in serious debt. I was able to help her.
Well, we make progress. You've been setting up my husband for a long time before his death. Then...
Not for what happened. I had no idea that in the end he would kill himself.
But he didn't.
Oh, Mrs. Dacre.
Why were you compromising him then?
There were irregularities in the corporation's affairs. You asked before, was I hard up to borrow from Mindy Investments? It was much worse than that. I faced a bankruptcy, and that I could not endure.
But you despise wealth.
I can no longer endure to be without wealth. Yet, if your husband, as a cost accountant, had stumbled on what was wrong...
You needed the setup of the false account and dear Gloria to keep him in line. Of course, I follow.
Mrs. Dacre, I told you once before that money was a drug. I think that was understating things. Money is a god. When I went back to mainland China after the revolution, Mrs. Dacre, do you know what I was?
No.
I was, in those days, a priest.
A priest?
A Franciscan priest. A follower of the good Saint Francis and the stupid Brother Juniper. Oh, I had had a good Christian upbringing in Shanghai. By Chinese Christians, the communism of Mao was thought to be the enemy of God. A mission was therefore formed abroad, made up of young Chinese Franciscans who were to be sent back secretly, much as the Jesuits had been sent secretly back to England in the time of Queen Elizabeth. But, of course, things went wrong. Some of us were captured. Tortured. Some of us...
Yes, Mr. Singh?
They subjected me to terrible privations. I cracked. Is that the word? I traded information for the relief of suffering. But the information required was the names of all my colleagues in China, and where they were.
Oh, Mr. Singh.
It was then that I learnt about God, I think. The God I truly worshipped. I had chosen sufficiency in preference to want.
You'd chosen survival, surely.
What do you think the crime of Judas was? To betray Christ?
Judas?
I wonder. Perhaps he could have been forgiven that. Betrayal is such an everyday affair. But what was not forgiven him was the worship of 30 pieces of silver. That was evil. It led him to hang himself. I did not have the courage or cowardice for that. So I merely returned to the world I had forsaken and worshipped my God. The God I had discovered I was serving all along.
You'd kill for your God?
No. I did not kill your husband, Mrs. Dacre. You must believe that. He ended his own life.
Ended it in an orgy of John Martin cigarettes.
What?
The same brand that you favor, I see. Under a strain.
Then Singh smokes John Martin's, Jane.
Yes, Tony. I want you to know because I dared phone Inspector Lukakis about it. I no longer trust him.
Oh, Jane, you'd better pack it in. It's all too dangerous now. Come to my place.
No, it's too risky, Tony. My own house as well.
Then where will you go? You can't
I've got a place, a safe place. I'm heading there the minute this rain ceases.
Where is
now,
it?
Now, don't worry about me, Tony. I know what I'm doing. I was a girl guide for too long not to know how to get out of a tight spot. Oh, this phone box is leaking like a sieve, and I'm just about to run out of coins. Look, Tony, would you be sure to make... Tony? Oh.
Hello, Mrs. Dacre.
What on earth?
Seen you coming out of that building I did. Building where Mr. Singh lives.
Billy Boy. Your Billy Boy.
Dad went in there. Dad's worried about you, Mrs. Dacre. You're in too much trouble.
Well, you've got to do something. They're after her.
Who are after her?
You know Inspector Lukakis. Jane reckons you know.
Look, I only came and picked you up because you sounded so frantic on the phone.
I am frantic. Frantic for Jane. And you know what she's mixed up in.
All I know is about a fiddle going on.
Fiddle? What fiddle?
The kind of thing that'd just be called ordinary business in half the offices in this town. So why should mugs like me call it something else? Singh was broke, so he went to Mindy Investments and Joe Marcus agreed to bail him out in return for a 70% stake in the Singh Corporation. Then Mindy funded Singh to go out and buy large tracts of land in the mountains. The price didn't matter, the higher the better. After that, Singh sold the land to Mindy at an even more inflated rate.
Why, for goodness sake?
To drive the property market wild. So the banks and institutions would invest in Singh and Mindy could cream off the profit. But the trick was to get out before the bubble burst. The holiday development was just to make it all look legit. I reckon Jane's husband must have... Wait a minute, what's this? Looks like a police barrier. Detective Inspector Lukakis, what's going on, patrolman?
Oh, hi, Inspector. We've had to cordon off, set up a detour.
Why? What happened?
A bloke fell from the 30th floor, right up the top there.
What?
Over here. There's no ambulance or nothing yet. I've just covered him with this blanket. You better see. There's no ID yet, I'm afraid.
You just got it. Put him down as a prominent Sydney businessman. Name of John Singh.
Good. You get out now, Mrs. Dacre. Get out. Go in that door.
Where have you brought me, Billy Boy? This is the docks. A warehouse.
You move.
Look, this is silly. Your father will be angry. Nah. This is my car, Billy Boy. You just shoved me away from the wheel when I tried to... Yes.
Quick time.
Yes, of course, Billy Boy. And don't get upset.
Trouble, Mrs. Dacre!
What is this place, anyway? An old boat shed. Deserted.
Dad brings people here in too much trouble.
You're a good driver, aren't you, Billy Boy? Yes. I had no idea you'd been so well trained.
Oh, you bet. I like driving. Driving's my best.
Even when it means doing bad things, like nearly running over a lady and her two children.
No! Dad said that no good. Dad mighty angry.
You mean it was you? Well, he'll be even angrier about this then. Don't you understand, Billy Boy? If you hurt me now...
No! You're in too much trouble now. It's different. Like bloke before.
What bloke before?
Bloke Dad brung here. To this shed. Bloke with a rabbit gun. Bloke all bleeding.
You... Billy boy, are you telling me that...
Oh, step in the crow. What's the turn up here?
Oh, well, good evening, Mr. Marcus.
Dad,
I'll make out where you got to, you stupid loon. Then I remembered Mrs. Dacre was supposed to have been around seeing said. Suddenly hit me.
She's in too much trouble,
but
Dad.
She's a woman, Billy boy. Now, what's the strongest? Didn't I teach you nothing? A decent bloke doesn't beat up on a Sheila,
well,
son.
Dad.
Look, he doesn't. Crikey, it was bad enough the time you went off hell driving, but this... I'll have to come down heavy on you.
No, Dad.
For your own good. No violet crumbles for a month.
Oh, hi.
Truth, a woman I've said till I'm blue.
But she's in too much trouble, Dad. You said Mrs. Dacre.
Here, leave her be.
Oh, violet crumbles, they're my favourite.
No. Get your hands off her, you great girl.
Dad's not going to let me have violet crumbles because of you.
Damn your little brain, boy, knock it off. Oh. Crazy halfway. Don't know what comes over him sometimes. I'm sorry, Mrs. Dacre. Real sorry.
I think morality may begin at Sydney Heads after all.
No?
What is Billy Boy, anyway? Your right foot. You got my husband here by some ruse or other. Isn't that right? Then you shot him. You or your unfortunate creature there.
Look, you got
you
no
killed
call.
My husband in this shed, check. Then when he was all blood... Got him back up to the mountains somehow, to the motel, to set up
the... Why don't you try and behave like a proper woman for a change? Strike when stupid females start messing in things that are a man's
business. Cigarettes were a mistake, though, weren't they? The cigarettes you try to wish on a devout non-smoker are an identifiable brand.
You're spoiling yourself, do you know that?
Your brand. You dropped a pack in that little tussle with Billy Boy, I think, on the floor there. Without looking, I know they're John Martin's.
Yeah, I see. Well, Mrs. Dacre...
Ah!
Come here, you interfering...
Leave me! Don't go back on your principles, Mr. Marcus!
Silly bitch! Do you think that makes any difference?
Remember, you don't beat up on women!
Look, I sort my affairs one way or the other. Like I did with John Singh. Yeah, he tried to mess me about too, you know that? Come on, Billy Boy, now that the rain's gone, our limo will catch that heap of hers before she's out of second gear. Billy Boy, I said, come on, you muttonhead, I had to dong you. If you won't learn no other way. Billy Boy. Billy Boy.
Cold now. Dark. This hut of March is isolated, high up, perched on its precipice. Yes, I'm safe here. Alan, I'm so glad you're not guilty. I'm so glad they murdered you. I mean by that... Well, you know what I mean, my dearest Alan. What was that? Then, out in the bush... There's someone there. Trap, I said. Old girl guide trick. Dried twigs over a hole in the crack if someone steps on them. Well, think of that. What do you know? All those weekends in the New Forest, not wasted at all. Someone stepped into my badger snare.
I suppose you think that's bloody funny.
What is it? Who's there?
You know who it is, Jane. And I'm not here for kids' games, I can tell you.
Gloria, what on earth?
Marcus won't lay hands on a woman, will he? Matter of principle.
Yes, I know.
But what happens when it's a woman in the gun, then? Ask yourself, kiddo. Not too many answers. But call good old Gloria out of retirement for a start, eh? You bet. A woman in her proper place. In stock and with no choice.
How did Marcus know where I was? Marge wouldn't
Marge?
Have...
Marge? What's Marge but in stock and with no choice? Marcus noses out stupid cows like us. Billy Boy got killed. Did you know?
What?
Split his skull on on something when Marcus heaved him off you. And Sing took a dive from his penthouse.
No!
So you're causing death and destruction all round, Jane girl. Marcus is practically off his rocker over Billy. That means it's between you and me. They say money talks, but it yells, sweetheart. It yells.
Gloria! Gloria, wait a minute! Well, this is ridiculous! You're no killer, Gloria! You... Oh, dear God. Sing dead. And Billy Boy...
She'll do it, Billy Boy. Gloria will fix her. Your old man still knows a trick or two, eh, son? Get rid of a meddling female by sicking another one onto her. Too right. She done you, you know, Billy. An interfering woman. It wasn't me. What no fear would I do a thing like that? You're all I ever had, Billy Boy. Everything. You know that? I never knew it myself before. Never knew no bloody thing.
Good and taut. Tie off. Reef knots. Oh, lucky I found that rope in the hut. Lucky I remember my girl guide stuff too. If this one doesn't work, well, I don't know, Alan. After this, Gloria means to kill me. Oh, yes. No doubt of that.
Money. It is a god. Sing was right, wasn't he? Money tells you what's right and wrong. Poor Sing, dying as he did. Dying so unfortunately. What? Oh, get a grip of yourself. Well, moment of truth at last, isn't it? Time to act. No choice, right, Alan? Gloria's lying in wait, holding back till I make a move, so I've got to take the initiative, show myself. Just like a clever little girl guide, eh? Playing a bluff, fooling even Brown Owl.
Women. Women will always back it up for you, Billy Boy. Bloody women. Why'd she even turn up in these parts anyway? What's a woman like that want? Messing with us here? Tony Axon? Highfalutin ways? Hell! This road, I damn near. Oh, she's had it coming, Billy Boy. Had it coming. She's in the way. Gotta be knocked out of it. Clean out of the way.
Show myself. Slim shadow against the moon. Just visible in the pale glow. Well, come on, Gloria. If we've got to do this, let's get on with the show. What are you waiting for? The video? Ah! Move!
The cliff.
Stop it, Gloria! You're hurting!
Don't waste your time struggling. I know all the holes.
Look, you don't want to do this!
I'll live with it.
Whatever he's giving you, it isn't enough. Now, don't be the stupid girl he wants you to be, Gloria. You owe me better than that.
I owe you nothing.
Get off! Ah! That's it. You've hit a hanging hazard, Gloria.
It's grabbing at me!
Hung down between the trees, you know. In England, we usually make it out of nettles. Here, wild ivy, exactly. So you blunder out of it and hit the wild pig trap. Sticks covered with leaves balanced over a drop.
Oh, God, it's giving way!
Gloria!
girl in the New Forest, it was all just a game. Now that I'm a grown woman far from home, what is it now?
Mummy.
Oh, Mum, it's you.
Oh, my darlings, it's wonderful to see you again. Have you been good off in the country?
You bet, Mum. We've been beaut.
What was that, Paula?
She means bonzer. No sweat, Mum. We've been bobby dazzlers.
Oh, yes. Yes, I can see you've been perfect little Australians.
I'll take them inside, Jane. Get some tea started. Come on, kid.
What are we having, Tony? Snakes on the barbie?
Does it worry you, Jane? Your children turning into Australians?
Inspector. Thanks for bringing them up from the bus station. That was good of you.
You'll notice I didn't use a police car to do it. I'm suspended now till after the inquiry.
Will it go against you?
Hope for the best.
What would they do to you?
Oh, look, I've got a good mouthpiece. Marcus not being around to be subpoenaed helps. Maybe I can swing it for just a fine and a caution.
Loaded justice. But of course, and we Brits taught you all about that, didn't we? Our trouble is, we led you astray, beguiled you with oldie-worldie pomp and circumstance, confused you with our posh accents. You find that mean-minded, a half-life. Well, I suppose you can't have it all, not shining Sydney Harbour and the murky Thames, not the old Dart and the lucky country.
You make it sound pretty hopeless.
Isn't it? Where yesterday, God help us?
And us?
God save the mark, Inspector. You're tomorrow.
In Lady in the Way by Bruce Stewart, Karen Ford played Jane Dacre, Anne Portis, Tony, Roger Leach, Lukakis, Bert Quoke, Sing, June Barry, Marge, Bruce Stewart, Marcus, Stephen Tompkinson, Billy, Mary McLaughlin, Kirsty, Sarah O'Keefe, Paula, Angela Phillips, Gloria, Anthony Jackson, Ross and the Coroner, and David Goodland, the Patrolman and the Clerk. The folk singer was Samantha Howard.